I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. The Securities and Exchange Commission in Washington is working on reforms for the $7 trillion mutual fund industry. It has been working on these reforms ever since the scandals. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, I lose track of all these scandals. Which one are we speaking of here?
You're very valid to be losing track of all these. This is a scandal. And a little less than a year ago, lots of big-name mutual fund companies seeing themselves in pretty unflattering headlines. Charles Schwab, Pilgrim Baxter, Prudential, Putnam Strong Funds, Invesco, the list just goes on and on. And there were two problems at work here. The first was what's called market timing. That's when brokers do really fast buying and selling of mutual funds to take advantage of small differences in price. It's not illegal, but heavily frowned upon in the industry. The other was late-day trading. That's when they trade in mutual funds after the markets close at 4 p.m. Eastern time. That's illegal. Now, and many, if not most of these mutual fund companies have agreed at this point to some pretty hefty settlements with regulators.
So what are the changes that are underway?
Well, first of all, there's going to be a lot more transparency in how these mutual funds operate. Fund managers, the folks who manage all the money in these mutual funds, they're going to have to disclose whether they own any of the stocks contained in those funds, the funds that they're overseeing. They'll also have to tell everybody how they're paid, whether it's based on how the fund performs, you know, whether it goes up 6% in a year or down 18%, or whether their pay is based on how much of other people's money they're actually responsible for. And another big change is that mutual fund companies can't channel commissions to brokers based on how well they sell that company's funds. That's a real conflict of interest issue. And by the way, all these changes are costing mutual fund companies money, so the question here is how they're going to pay for those changes. Investors are going to get a good chunk of the bill. There are some estimates from the Securities Industry Association showing that each family that invests in mutual funds could end up paying about $125 a year in extra fees.
So the settlements that you mentioned earlier between the SEC and mutual fund companies, are those all, is this all settled now?
Most of them are settled. The latest to finish up its deals with both federal and state regulators was Janus. That happened yesterday, a total payout of more than $226 million. $100 million of that is going to go straight to investors. The rest comes in a reduction in fees that the company is going to be charging its customers. But despite all these settlements, these companies are still facing investor lawsuits, so this is not over for them. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking into the after effects of oil at $48 a barrel.
Wow. Thank you, Tess. Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.